woo, daddy. Woo. Shit. Talking mushrooms. Hey guys, it's Stony Baloney here. It's been a while. Just been doing my thing, enjoying my son, newborn son, almost 2 months old, so been focusing on that and a bunch of other shit. So, but, I don't know what to talk about because there's been so much. I mean, you got the fucking virus, you know, the pandemic, COVID-19, quarantine, face masks, and then you got the fucking pedophiles and Epstein and all that bullshit, you know, and everything the thing about that is, if I dug so deep into it, I would get lost in it, and I can't, and it's just so sick, I can't do it, but I'm glad that things are happening the way they're happening. The light has been shown on what is happening because of social media and today's world. Which is great because this is a stepping stone in the right direction to end this kind of shit that's happening in the world, which is fucking crazy, who would have thought that the entire world is ran by pedophiles? That's crazy. You know, in a way, it kind of makes sense. I know that's weird to say or to hear, but when you are someone that is in that position of power, you run the world. You're one of the world leaders. You have all this money, all this influence, all this power. You run this shit. So since you run this shit, you can't get in trouble. You know? I mean, that's probably what they're thinking. So that makes sense. When I say that makes sense. Because if you were in that position, not saying I would or anyone I know would, but just put yourself in their shoes. If you were a maniacal, fucked up individual, what's the most horrible thing you can do with that power and money? Sex trafficking, pedophilia, that kind of shit, fucked up shit. See, that's why I mean, like, I don't know what to talk about because everything is in the world right now is fucked up right now. So it's like, what the fuck? I don't want to talk about this shit, but it's what's really happening, which is fucking crazy. And then, because it's like we're in a movie. And then, at the same time, we have a presidential election coming up. And that may very well decide our fate on this godforsaken world. You know? Fuck. Like, what the fuck? I just knocked my hatchet over. You know, it's like, what do I talk about? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things to talk about. So what do I talk about? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just, I don't want to talk about any of that crap, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of this shit I want to talk about. I want to talk about fun stuff. Cool shit. Shit that's not actually, like, not this. But the thing is it's changed everything. It's changed the entire world. It's changed, like, this virus. And here's the thing. It's like the virus and social media combined changed the entire world. You know? Social media, here's the thing. I think everything that is happening, that is being lit up with a candlelight or a flashlight or a spotlight or whatever the fuck you want to call it, is because of social media. I think everything that's happening, minus the virus, but like all the crazy shit, like the riots, all the fucking like everything. The way the media handles the media and all of it has always been going on the way it's been going on for years. And then social media comes along. And now everyone has access to all this knowledge and all this information from all over the world, because you can see what someone else is doing on the other side of the world instantaneously. Whereas back then, you had to, you know, wait for like a report from an article from a newspaper or something. And the reporter had to go there, report on that, write it up, send it out, edit it, like all that kind of shit. But now it's instant. You can take a photo, you can take a video, make it, you know, put a few words on there, slap some words in there, and post the shit instantly, you know, almost instantly in some cases. But, you know, and because of that, like, social, like, all this crazy shit has been around. It's just social media has put a fucking lens on it, literally. Everyone's phones and cameras and everything. I mean, YouTube's blown up because of smartphones and the fucking internet and shit like that, you know? But, yeah. You know, I'm recovering from my fucking injury on my back, and I'm stretching and trying to drink more water. Finally, I'm going to go see a physical therapist. First time I've ever seen a physical therapist ever, which is good. I can't wait to do that, to be honest. I can't wait to be explosive and be able to run again, like, just for miles, you know? But right now, because of me being lazy, for one. Number one, I was, quite honestly, this whole quarantine, I've been pretty much lazy, just sitting on my ass. I mean, I did things here and there around the house and the yard. Every once in a while, I would do something active, you know, but it wasn't consistent. And then since I wasn't consistent and I was always just sitting around on my ass playing video games, my muscles became tighter because I wasn't stretching every day anymore. So that's what, my muscles became tighter. And then on top of that, my muscles were shrinking because I had stopped going to the gym because of the COVID. But that's an excuse, because I have a pull-up bar and I have two 25-pound dumbbells. I've got four kettlebells, all different fucking, you know, weights. And I got a bike I can ride. I got a river I can swim in. I got a fucking trail I can run on. I got all this shit around me that I could have utilized during this whole quarantine. But instead, I sat on the couch. And a result of that was me becoming this pretty much fucking crippled, you know, an active crippled, you know. But fuck, man. But now, and the thing is, it sucked. For months, it felt like someone was squeezing my goddamn nuts for months. Just all day, just squeezing them, you know? Just, not like fucking squeezing the fucking death out of them, but squeezing them to the point of just pain, but all day, you know? Oh, it sucked. Right now, it does not feel like that. But right now, it does feel like I do feel something there. It's letting me know it's still there, even though I just got done stretching. Yeah. I'm going to take another rip because my mouth is dry. I need to wet it with a bong rip, which doesn't make sense. I'm actually going to drink some water. Ah, here we go. Oh, daddy. Ooh. Also, right now, I am currently recording on my phone because I had moved things around in the studio and unplugged some shit, and now I gotta fuck with it because I have this fucking click, static fucking noise in my headphone, in my headset from the mics. And it's been nothing but a struggle with this equipment since day one anyways. So I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and stick to making podcasts and recordings with my phone instead. Because it's so much easier. It's so mobile. I can just fucking pop it out, record, and fucking upload it instantly. Whereas with this fucking equipment, it's like you gotta record it, you gotta deal with the exporting and all that shit, and there's a lot more involved, and it's beyond my scope right now. Right now it is, but eventually it'll get better because I can still record and do podcasts with my phone, and then fucking figure this shit out on the side, and only start actually doing podcasts with this equipment when I know 110% it's gonna be fluid, smooth, and because the editing process and the uploading process and the recording the whole process right now is kind of disorganized and fucked up because I'm still working out the kinks. It's not working out smoothly like I want it to, unfortunately, but that's okay. It's like I always said, it's part of the process. A part of what I'm going through in my life right now currently is all part of the process. There's a learning factor in everything. You just gotta see the message, and lately I've been seeing the message, so I gotta fucking get my ass in the gear again and start doing shit, because lately I've been fucking lazy. I haven't done a podcast in a while. I've done recordings, some recordings and shit, but I haven't really published them because I decided not to, or I forgot about it, or I was just, my mind was preoccupied on something else, or, it's just, things are happening in the world, But I'm working on getting my mind right again, and getting back on the horse. Giddy up, motherfucker! Yeehaw! You learn who your friends are during these times, and whatnot. But, I actually miss a lot of my friends. I don't really reach out to my friends very often, or family for that matter. But I do miss pretty much all my friends. Of course I do. I may overthink some shit, like, a lot of the time. That's just me, That's just me dealing with my shit. Like, I get so caught up in my head sometimes when I'm, like, hanging out with people because I'm so hyper-aware and hypersensitive of people's emotions and facial expressions. And so I'm constantly, instead of enjoying the company, I'm constantly trying to read people as we're hanging out, like, so I'm like, and I don't think it's a healthy thing to do all the time, because then you start questioning things, and then you're having a conversation with yourself. So how do you're going to agree with yourself? You know what I'm saying? So how do you disagree with yourself? It's almost impossible, because whatever you agree to, you're agreeing with yourself. So it doesn't matter You know, well, I mean, it does matter. I mean, I'm trying to get, you know, but you see what I mean? Like, if you're agreeing with this, like, if you decide to murder someone and you agree with that and then you do it, well, obviously you're wrong. You know, that obviously is not right. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I totally lost track of what I was saying, but I was on a rant. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But, here we go. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Hey, sorry about that, guys. I got interrupted in the middle of my smoke sesh podcast episode here. My good buddy my good buddy from Cali, Dom, gave me a call yesterday while recording this episode with you guys. Yeah, today's the next day, and I'm picking up where I left off, motherfuckers, because, yeah. Fuck, yeah, I don't remember what the fuck I was talking about yesterday. Well, I mean, I kind of do, but I forgot the last thing I was talking about yesterday when I was talking. So, yeah, this is just me picking it back up so I can end it properly for you guys, because it just all of a sudden ended because I got a call and I was using my phone to record. And because I was using my phone to record and I got a call, it ended the recording. So I couldn't record from then on out. But we're back. So here we go. Yeah, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I gotta do some stretching, some work on the computer, meditating. I'm gonna go swimming in the river. It's like an ice bath when I go in the river. For me, it feels good because my muscles need it for my back. My entire body needs it in general. Yeah, so I wanna smoke. Ooh, I need a load of freshie. Yeah, so this episode, there's really nothing to it, obviously. I just want to end this last part on a good note rather than just having it just abruptly end. So, shout out to all of you parents out there. Shout out to all of my stoners, my stoner parents out there. Shout out to goals and achieving goals and making the best life you can make. Watering your grass, making the grass in your yard greener. Fuck the yard next to you. His grass is shit. I mean, he's saying your grass is shit too, but his grass is shit because he's focused on your grass. Don't focus on his grass. Focus on the grass beneath your feet. Make that shit greener. Water it. Have fun. Playtime, motherfucker. Proper way to start my morning. Hell yeah. This was another podcast episode of Smoke Sesh brought to you by none other Stony Motherfucking Baloney, a.k.a. Steve Martin. Steve Martin. If You want to know my real name? Some of you guys already fucking do anyway, so it don't fucking matter. So yeah. Stony Baloney. I like to use that name because my wife started calling me that name whenever I started getting stoned. She'd be like, "Oh, are you Stony Baloney now?" And I look at her and I smile and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Stony Baloney right now." So that's how that came about. But my real name is Steve Martin, for anyone who wants to know. I refrained from using my real name for two reasons. One, Steve Martin. I mean, come on. Who wants to use that name? I mean, not saying it's a bad name. I like my name. But for me to use the name Steve Martin would make it confusing because there's already an older Steve Martin who is in the entertainment business. Actually, I'm not sure if he's still active. I don't think he is. But everyone knows that guy as, you know, knows that guy. Because whenever, you know, people hear my name, see my name, or whatever, they kind of chuckle and they look at me, "Steve Martin, huh?" And I look at them like, "Ha ha, another one. Yep." And then they immediately call me the jerk because, you know, the movie, The Jerk. So there's that. And then they come up with all these other fucking shit and it's like, yep. So I kind of want to like separate myself from that name, even though it's my name. I just, from the inner, nothing against him. It's just, I want to be my own individual self compared to him. So, that's another. And then also I wanted to, at this point, it's a little too late, but I wanted to protect my, identity, for personal reasons. Just, I'm an introvert. So, you know, I like my privacy. I like my space. I like my headspace. I like not being fucked with, you know, shit like that. That and also, I guess there was a third reason, is just like protect it from like, it don't matter now because the world's gone to shit, but I wanted to protect my name from like potential employers, you know, and shit like that. But fuck it. It don't matter at this point. My name's Steve Martin, motherfucker. AKA Stony Baloney. So whatever you prefer, don't matter to me. You can call me Stony Baloney, you can call me Steve Martin. Just, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, motherfucker. So I'm actually gonna take another rip. I know this is supposed to be an outro, but you know what? Fuck it. I want a little rant again about my name. So what do you do? You know? In these times of weird times, confusing times, entertaining times, strange times, for sure. I never thought I'd be living the life I'm living this very moment. As the seconds are ticking down in my studio, where I'm recording, where I'm sitting in this chair, behind this desk, behind this computer, all this, everything that is in front of me, I never thought, like 15 years ago, I never thought I'd be sitting right here in this position, looking at what I'm looking, where I'm at in this location, and then also living the reality that everyone is living through social media, which is, you know, the fucking craziness with the presidential election, the pedophilia with the elites, and shit like that. I mean, like, the pandemic, like, quarantine, lockdown, all everything. You know, everything that's literally happening that is part of everyone's quote-unquote story or history or whatever you want to call it, narrative. I never expected to be right here. Especially with how I was 15 years ago. I was totally 110%. Without a doubt, in my heart and mind, against weed. All drugs, including weed. Just because of my upbringing and my childhood with the domestic violence and the drugs and all that shit that I dealt with growing up. It made me want to steer clear of all that bullshit. And so, and plus, you know, the negative stigma that, you know, the media and everyone that you know and at school growing up, everyone put nothing but bad juju on weed and marijuana. And I was just uneducated young kid following the crowd, you know, following what I thought was right. What I thought was right. But come to find out later, when you become educated and you become woke, if you want to use that word, woke, and you can think for yourself, and you're like, wait a minute, this is actually just an actual plant with roots that, you know, that has a seed that germinates, and then it has different stages of growing, and then it flowers at the end, and then you just dry it out and smoke it like it's tobacco, but it's not tobacco, it's a weed, it's marijuana. It has different effects that open a door in your mind and make you think in a different way, a different perspective, and a perspective that could possibly improve your life and make you aware of what is actually going on in the world. Yeah, I would fucking make that illegal too if I was the government and I wanted to keep you fucking underneath my goddamn thumb, motherfucker. Yeah, so when I started smoking weed, it changed my life. Literally, like, when I started smoking weed, it was slow and gradual, you know, once a week, only on the weekends, because I was strict on myself. And then it became, you know, twice a week on Tuesday and then on the weekend. And then three, you know, and then eventually every fucking day. Every fucking day. Because now it's gotten to the point where, like, I don't know if other stoners feel like this, but I know I feel like this. It's gotten to the point where, like, I feel like I need it to do anything now. Like, Wiz Khalifa said it. He said, if you're going to do anything, do it stoned. Because being high makes everything better. And it's true. Like, because there's, like, think about the creativity. The difference of creativity between a sober mind and a stoned mind on an activity, the same activity together. It could be, you know, coloring a fucking coloring book, the same image, same person, one stoned, one sober. The creativity is going to be different. What is going to be produced at the end, I mean, it might be the same, I could be wrong, but it could be different. Because when you're stoned, at least for me, my mind goes in places I never would have thought of, you know, if I was sober. And it becomes like a web of thoughts. It just keeps going. One string to the next. Doom, 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 doom. And then, like, I'm thinking of all this shit. And it all happens so quickly within 20 seconds at most. And it's like you just had all these ideas. And you're like, oh, man. And you know, if you put it all together, if you made it real, it would fucking work. But then the next day comes and you forgot about it. Because you know why? You didn't fucking write it down. You didn't record it or whatever. You know, I've had several ideas that I should have just wrote down or recorded. But I've also had several ideas that were kind of complicated. Like, if you weren't inside my head, you wouldn't understand what I'm envisioning. If I were to try to describe it to you, I could. If I were to try to write it down to show you, I could. But you still wouldn't know exactly what I'm seeing. You know? But, I mean, Elon Musk is working on a neural link that will end that. You won't even have to move your goddamn lips to speak to each other and understand each other. You can literally just look each other in the eyes, connect with your Neuralink, because you're literally operating at the speed of a computer, which is incredibly fast, with the power of your brain. It's like, dude, it's like steroids. It's more than steroids. You're literally putting an AI, an artificial intelligence, inside your mind. but you're, it's not just inside your mind. You're combining it with your mind. It's like a fusion, you know? You're, for you DBZ fans out there, fusion, you know? You, it's like, and the thing, I mean, the capacity, like, think about it. Someone like just me, or even Elon Musk, someone with that kind of brain power and just comes up with these ideas and produces them, like SpaceX and Tesla and all this shit, you know, the Boring Company, all this, everything, you know, and to put a Neuralink and attach it to his brain, think about the potential, the possibilities. We would, he would be, it'd be unfair. It'd be unfair. Like, there's nothing, I mean, there's nothing you could, you can do. I mean, besides get a Neuralink and even the odds, but that's a crazy fucking idea. I mean, that's kind of scary, too, in a sense, if you think about it, because it's like, what if it goes wrong? You know, like, in the worst possible way. Like, what if, like, it malfunctions and the AI tries taking control of me? That would be fucking creepy. Although, I feel like I'd pull a Vegeta and say, you can, Bobbity, you can take control of my mind and my body, but there's one thing you cannot take from a Saiyan, and that's his pride, motherfucker. That's his pride. But, I mean, that's unlikely. That's obviously an anime, not real. But I would try, you know. Obviously, I try. But, yeah, you never know. Fuck, my mouth is getting dry from all this talking. I need to drink this coffee. I warmed it up, and then I forgot about it, and now it's cold again. I hate that. I do that a lot. This, you know, I enjoyed the perks of instant coffee. But, nah, fuck it. It's still good. At least this one, I don't know. I don't know if all coffee does this, but this one certainly makes my, like, when I'm done drinking it. My mouth becomes dry. It dries out my mouth. Fuck. Well, fuck, I guess I better end this properly. Send you off with a proper smoke sesh. Because my day is about to begin. I got shit to do and family showing up. So, yeah. Here's to all you listeners. This is for you guys. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to join. Oh, I got some water on that one. Got my lips wet. Ooh, yeah, daddy. All right. This is another episode brought to you by Stony Baloney, a.k.a. Steve Martin. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know I did. I needed it. Felt good to talk and do a podcast again. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I'll see you on the next one, motherfuckers. Yeah, boy.